I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois' September unemployment rate fell to 3.9%, according to preliminary data. That's down by 0.1% from August, and state officials are calling that a record low. Data from the Federal Bureau of Labor Statistics show about 5,000 more people found jobs last month across sectors including transportation, government, and education. Sam Salustro with the Department of Economic Security says many in the labor force are encouraged by what state lawmakers did recently.
I know that this administration has taken a number of policies that they say that are going to bolster that job growth, like passing a balanced budget, passing a bipartisan capital bill that will rebuild roads and bridges, and raising the minimum wage.
The unemployment numbers are awaiting official review. According to that data, Illinois added more than 66,000 jobs over the past 12 months. In other news, four swastikas were found on the U of I Urbana campus in the last 2 weeks. University documents show reports of bias incidents, including hostility against religious groups, increased dramatically over the past 5 years. Lee Gaines has more.
The university defines bias incidents as ones that are motivated, at least in part, by hostility or prejudice against a person or group of people. Between 2013 and 2018, reports of bias incidents more than doubled on the Urbana-Champaign campus.
On college campuses, we're really seeing anti-Semitic and hate incidents skyrocketing.
That's David Goldenberg with the Anti-Defamation League's Midwest office. He says one reason why is
the availability and access to symbols and hate speech online has increased, exponentially and quite dramatically.
Goldenberg says white supremacist groups have also increased their presence on college campuses. I'm Lee Gaines.
The U of I did not respond to a request for comment on this story. The new architect of the Illinois State Capitol wants to continue renovating the historic State House, preserve most of the surrounding buildings, and make all the structures more sustainable. Andrea Agert of Newton was a project architect at Shive Hattery in Bloomington. The architect's office is responsible for the Illinois Capitol in Springfield and several state buildings and grounds that surround it. Agert says she wants to finalize a master plan within the next year to study the complex's short and long-term needs. I'm Dan Klefstad.
Good morning, I'm Jennifer Fuller. The National Weather Service has updated its tornado watch, still in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. But the counties included now are just Alexander, Massac, and Pulaski in southern Illinois. It still includes portions of southeast Missouri and western Kentucky. The Trump administration says it'll increase ethanol requirements to make up for waivers allowing oil refiners to blend less biofuel into gasoline. But as Grant Gerlach reports for Harvest Public Media, the plan doesn't restore everything the industry lost.
The waivers add up to about 1 billion gallons in lost ethanol demand each year. That cuts into corn demand, too, at a time when farmers are seeing low prices. The Environmental Protection Agency says going forward, it will expand the ethanol mandate each year to close the gap created by the waivers. But University of Illinois agricultural economist Scott Irwin says the industry really is being asked to cut its losses from past years.
It's a partial victory in the sense that you're running in place starting in 2020. But what about the 4 billion gallons that never get recovered?
Irwin says an oversupply of ethanol continues to hang over the industry and likely will keep many of the plants that have recently shut down from reopening anytime soon. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Grant Gerlach.
The fight against invasive plants at Pyramid State Park may be soon getting a bit easier. That's thanks to a $65,000 grant from the Illinois Department of Conservation. The money is one of 11 statewide habitat projects funded by the Illinois Habitat Fund. I'm Jennifer Fuller.